Today's shiur has been dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a zechus for Refuah Shleima for Yehuda Leib ben Basha. Today's shiur is Masechta Tainus Daf Chof Dalad. We will begin on Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, two lines from what the bottom line. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin have a shchiach kamed Rabbi Yossi de ben Yukras. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin originally learned by Rabbi Yossi de ben Yukras. Shafkei and Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin left learning in the yeshiva of Rav. Left learning in that yeshiva. Vasa kamei Rav Ashi left the yeshiva Rabbi Yossi de ben Yukras and went to learn in the yeshiva of Rav Ashi. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad, one day Shamei the Kagoris, one day he heard as Rav Sheshis was learning. I heard of Ashi learning, and Amish Shmuel saying over Aloch in the name of Shmuel, Hashoyle Dag Menayam B'Shabbos, if somebody picks out a fish out of the sea on Shabbos, Kim Kishavish B'Kisela, as soon as on the fish dries up, the shear, the measurement of a sella coin, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for the Melacha of Netilas Neshama. One of the malachas on Shabbos that's asur is the malacha of Shaychit, which is really a tolda of the malacha of Shaychit. Shaychit, of course, killing animals took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and since killing animals took place in the Mikdash, Shchit, Netilas Neshama, is a malacha on Shabbos. And the Gemara is teaching us that if somebody takes out a fish and leaves it out for that from the water and leaves it out for that amount of time, he'll be chayiv for Shaychit. If he did it b'mezer, it'd be chayiv misa. If he did it b'shagi, it'd be chayiv karban chatas. The way most Rishonim learned this Gemara, what happened here was that the fish was already caught. So the Gemara is not focused on the Isser Tzeda, but the Gemara is focused on the Isser of Netilas Neshama. Amalei, so Rabbi Yossi bar Avin said to Rav Ashi, V'lei mamar, why don't you also add the Bein Sapirov, the where is this halacha apply that if it dries out to that amount, it's considered a maisa of killing it? That is, if this happens in the area on the body of the fish between its fins, that's when if it dries out that amount, that then it'll be considered that you did a maisa of Netilas Neshama. So the question was, why don't you tell us that was the, why don't you add that? Amalei, says Reb Ashi to Reb Yossi bar Avin, V'lesova mar dahi, this halacha, that you only chayiv the dried areas on that part of the fish, Reb Yossi bar Avin Amra, who's the one that said that halacha? He said, Reb Yossi bar Avin is the one that said halacha. Amalei, so Reb Yossi bar Avin says to Reb Ashi, Anonihu, I indeed am Reb Yossi bar Avin, I'm the one that is the author of that halacha. So now Rav Ashi asks him, Amalei, v'laf kamei de Rav Yossi de ben Yukras have a shchich mar, aren't you a Talmud of Rav Yossi de ben Yukras? What are you doing here? Amalei, hein, he said, yes, indeed, I used to learn there, but I'm not a Talmud there anymore. Amalei, so he asked him, "Umay tam shafka ma'avasahacha." So he asked him, "So why did you leave learning by Rav Yossi the Ben Yukras and come learn here?" Amalei, so he said to him, "Gavra dal brave al bati lechos," because I saw by him a behavior that was difficult for me to accept. The behavior I saw by him was that he didn't have rachmanis pity on a son and daughter. So I was concerned if he didn't have Rachmanis on his son and daughter, he certainly would not have Rachmanis on me. And that's why I didn't want to stay learning in his yeshiva. So he says, Bray Mahi. So says the Gemara, what was the episode with his son? You just made a very strong statement. You made a statement that he didn't have Rachmanis on his son and his daughter. So please tell me, where do you see that he didn't have Rachmanis on his son So he says, Yom Echad, Agli Agiri B'Davra. He says, there was one day where Rabbi Yossi hired workers to work for him out in the field. And Nagalhu, and the day got delayed. In those days, it was common, as we see throughout Shas, that the employer would give food to his employees. So the workers told Rabbi Yossi's son, Kafinan, that we're hungry. So they were sitting under a date tree. He said, please give out fruit that my father's workers should have what to eat. And the Ben Yehuda asks, why did he have to say the word teina? So one text that Ben Yehuda suggests is that he was referring both to the fruit that was under the ground and the fruit that was above ground. And he was saying on both of them, please give the fruit for these workers. Another shot that he gives, that he was talking to the tree, and he was also talking to the mazel of the tree. Because we know that nothing grows in this world unless the mazel of that thing in Shemayim agrees. So he was speaking to the mazel of that tree and saying, please cause that it should grow. Another pshat that the Ben Yehuda would suggest is that he was speaking to Avram and Yitzchak, and he was asking Avram Yitzchak, please have rachmanas that make that the tree should grow so that your children should have what to eat. Afiku, and that's indeed what happened. The fruit came out for Ochlon, they were able to eat. Ad ha'chi v'ha'chi, while the workers are eating, Asu avur, Rabbi Yossi came, v'amalahu, lo'itikni v'daitayichu, don't be upset at me. The haida nagano, this that I got delayed, a mitzvah terachna. I was involved in a mitzvah. V'ar hashtahu the sagoi. Until now, I was involved and I could not come to take care of giving you what to eat. Amalei, rachmana l'zbiach, kechid l'zbaruch. So they gave him a bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu should make you full, just like you made your son made us full. And the Mashon wants to ask, why did they give the father the bracha? Why didn't they give the son the bracha? The son is the one that caused that they should have what to eat. Says the Mashon that they recognized that the reason that they were able to be zoiche to this bracha, the reason that they were able, that Rabbi Yossi's son was able to accomplish that the food should come out from the ground, was only because Rabbi Yossi had such a great son. If he didn't have a great father, if he did not have a great father, he would have never been able to accomplish that the fruit should just come out as that quickly. Another pshat that the Ben Yehuda suggests is that Rabbi Yossi just told them that he was involved with a mitzvah. And he says that they gave him a bracha. Since you were involved in a mitzvah, you should always have bracha for being involved in mitzvahs. Amalhu mehecha. So they asked him, from where did my son have food to give you? So they repeated the entire episode what happened. Amalai b'ni. So Rabbi Yossi said to his son, you bothered Kaviyachla Kadosh Baruch Hu to give the fruit before it was supposed to, and therefore he said, "Yosef Shleibizmanoi, you should leave the world before the right time." Bartemahi says the Gemara, "What's the story with Rabbi Yossi's daughter?" Says the Gemara, "Havlei Barta Balas Yoifi. He had a daughter who was extremely beautiful. Chazil hu gavra. One day, Rabbi Yossi saw this individual. Davakarya behutz of a kachazala. He was digging. He was breaking down the fence between his home and her home, that he should be able to see her through a hole in the fence. Amalei my hai. And he asked him. He asked his neighbor, "What are you peeking through the hole?" Amalei Rabbi im leloichalay zechisa. If I am not worthy to marry her, at least I should have the opportunity to be able to see her. Amala. So at that point, Rabbi Yossi said to his daughter, "Biti kometzarta labriyasa. You're causing that people should do an avera, that they're looking where they're not supposed to look. Shuvi lafrech. Go back and no longer stay in this world, because b'nei Adam, you shouldn't be the cause that people should suffer because of you. And this was inappropriate because people are never supposed to curse other people to die. It's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that the Mashah says, he should have davened that she should not be so nice looking. And like that, she'll be able to not be a source of problems for people rather than give a curse that his daughter should die. Havlai hu chamra, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi had a donkey. Kedava agrila, when he would rent it out, kol yom l'urta, every evening, hamshadra agra gaba. Whoever rented this donkey would put the rental fee on its back, vasila beimara, and it would come back to Rabbi Yossi's home. Vitafalai batsula, if too much or too little money was put on its back, lo yasya, it would not come. Yom echad, Inshu Zuga de Sandala. The person who rented the donkey forgot that he left a pair of shoes for Ozla Adashaklumine and refused to move until they took the shoes off, and only after moved the shoes off, that's when only Kadra Ozla it went back to its owner's home. Says the Gemara, Alaza Ishbirta could have a Khazla Gabit Sadaka. When a Gabbat stalker would see him have a toshimine, they would run away from him. The Kamaida have a Gabe, because whatever he had, Yavale, he would give away, and they knew he needed that money. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad have a Sol Shuka. One day he's going out to the market, Lemizmin Nadunya Labarte, to buy food for the wedding, to buy all his daughter's needs as his daughter was getting married. Chazul Gabbat Stoker, and the Gabbat Stoker saw him, Toshmane. So they ran away, they hid from him, because they knew he would give away all his money. Ozl Varat Basrayu, says the Gemara, he ran after them. Amalu as Bataychu B'maya Saktu, says, I make you swear to you tell me, what are you busy with? Amale B'yosim V'yosayma, we're busy with marrying off a Yosim V'yosayma. Amalahem Havoida, he made a shvua, Shahein Kaidim Labiti. Their needs come before the needs of my daughter. Shokal called the Havabadei, says the Gemara, he took everything that he had, V'yavle, and he gave it to the guy with stock up, Pashlei Chad Zudza. So he was just left with just one coin. So the Mashah asks, why did he do the right thing? Isn't he first obligated to take care of his children before he has to take care of anybody else? So he says that shot over here was that he had more money at home. And since he had more money at home, that's why he felt that he should give this money away. Another pshat in Yaakov says that indeed, a person is supposed to take care of his children first. But if the question, as it was here, was not about taking care of one's children, but the issue here was taking care of Yosef V'Yosayma, we all have the obligation to do whatever we can to provide for Yosef V'Yosayma, even if it's at the expense of our children. And that's why he gave all the money away. He just left over the one coin that he had left, says the Gemara, Zom Lechiti. He bought wheat with it. And the Ben Yod explains, why did he buy wheat? He said, because I need to be able to marry off my daughter, so let me have at least, he felt, money to start preparing the wedding meal. And wheat is what you need to make bread, to make chalas for the wedding meal. Another pshat is that a wife, the Ben Yoyada suggests, is always called a lechem, as it says by Yosef, ki im alechem eshu oichel. So he wanted to say that I will have to make a wedding, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure that I'll be able to marry off my daughter. Says the Gemara, v'asa shadu b'achlava. He took that wheat that he bought with that one coin and threw it into the warehouse. Asi Devisi, his wife came. She asked her daughter, what did your father bring from the market that he went out to shop? Amalei, Whatever he bought, he threw into the warehouse. So his wife went to open up the door of the warehouse. He saw from that one kernel of wheat, the whole warehouse was full of wheat. And it was coming out the door. It was just spreading and spreading. And the door could not even be opened because of the pressure of all that grain that was there. Azla Bartel by Midrasha. So the daughter came to the Beis Medrash, Amar Allah, and she told her father, Barei Ma'asala Chavacha, look what the one who loves you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves you, what he did on your behalf. Amar Allah, so the father said, Havoida, Harein Kehegdish Aleich. He made a neder that they should be considered Hegdish. I only want you to be treated like another Jew, no different than any other girl. I don't want to use this money to treat you differently. I want it to be treated just like the simplest wedding possible. So I saw that the Sefer Rafson Igra says that the reason he wanted to make, he made this nether, because the halacha is, we're not allowed to have benefit from Ma'asa Nisim. But according to that, he asks, we know the Chashmonai, with the story of Hanukkah, had Hanor from the oil that was created through a Nes. And he was saying that we're not supposed to have Hanor from Nes Nisim. So the Mashah says that a Nes that happens because of Tefillah is a Nes that you'll not have Hanor from. In this Gemara, we don't find that he was Mespalel. The Chashmonaim were Mespalel in the time of their nes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that they should have oil to light the menorah. Therefore, it's different. Another pshat that I saw is that in the Beis HaMikdash, where, as we know, Nisim occurred on a regular basis, in the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of anor from Nisim. And another pshat that I saw, that mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Indeed, ein nenim ma'asen nisim. We're not allowed to have hanor from ma'asen nisim. But what was the hanor over there? The hanor over there was that they used the oil for the mitzvah of Chanukah. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Gaza Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya made a tainus by Rachmei, and he davened for Layosim Mitra, and the rain still didn't come. Amma, Kama Ika Mishmul Aramasi Lehuda Ben Gamil. He said, look at the difference between Shmuel the Navi and Yehuda. The story when Shmuel was asked by the people that they wanted a king, and Shmuel said to them, why do you need a king? HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads us. And he wanted to show them that they were wrong for asking a king. He said, even though this dialogue that he was having for them, were having with them, was in the summer, whereas we know normally in the summer in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain. He says, I'm going to show you that it's going to rain. And the Pasuk says it started to rain. The Pasuk says, Vashitin Hashem koil sumata v'yomahu. Oilei l'dor shekei niska. So he said, how terrible is it for this generation that I am the Nasi. V'oilei l'misha also v'yomah v'kach. And terrible is it for me, the Nasi, that I have to lead the generation and I can't help them get what they need. So since he was so upset, says the Gemara, Asimitra, the rain indeed began to fall. Says the Gemara, the Beinus Sia, Gozat Hanisa, the home of the Nasi was once Gozat Hanis, V'loi the Inul Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and they did not notify Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Tzafra, only in the morning of the Inu were they notified. We learned earlier in Amasecht extensively that you have to be mekabel tainus the day before by mincha, and we weren't mekabel tainus. We followed the nasi, and if the nasi declares a tainus, then we have to keep that tainus because of his declaration. And the Ran says that that's only in Eretz Yisrael where there is a tainus. But in Chutz La'aretz, where there is no Nasi, there is no such rule. But here we see that every fast day that you have to be Mekabel Tainus, and if you're not Mekabel Tainus, then it's not a Tainus. Interesting question, what is going to be the halacha if there was a fast day established
but you don't have a minyan of people that are fasting when you by davening mincha. Do you have to, do you lain v'yichal or not? The question really is based on how do we look at that? Do we say that the fast day is a day that we have to lain? Just like every Monday and Thursday, every Shabbos we lain, so too is the halacha on the fast day. Or is the fast day mechuyven laining because people are fasting? But if no one is fasting, there's no right to lain. Says the Gemara, the Bein, the Sea, Gaza, Tanesa. Again, once the Nasi declared a Tainus, Velaos, Mitra, and it didn't rain. Tanalu Oshia, Zirdim, and Chavrayu. So Oshia, who was the youngest in the yeshiva, he was the youngest of all the other people learning in the yeshiva, said, the Pasuk says, if the people, the Sanhedrin, made a mistake, so you have to bring a special type of carbon. Says the Gemara, Mosh l'kala shibes aviyah. How do we understand this? A kala that's in a father's home, a girl who's living by a father, kozman sheineh yofes, if her eyes are beautiful, and ko gufa tzricha bedika, then we don't have to examine her body. And near trutos, but if her eyes aren't that pretty, ko gufa tzricha bedika, then we have to check her out. Here too, if the zakenim, if the leaders of Klal Yisrael are not doing right, then we have to be concerned about the people. But otherwise, we don't have to be concerned. If we see that the zakenim are being mispalel and people are, and the tefillah is not being answered, that's a proof that that there's something wrong here. Also, avdei, so the avadim of the servants of the Nasi came, and they put a piece of material around the neck of the Raboshia, the Kometzarele, and they were hurting him for having he spoke negatively about the Zakenim, about the Nasi. Amalei b'nei Masa, so the people of the city told them, Shafgei, the Hanami Mitzarelon, he doesn't only make sure that he doesn't only speak this way about you, he speaks to us that way as well. The Kochez, even the Chazinet, the Kamili, L'Mishem Shemayim, but we know that everything he says and does is L'Shem Shemayim, L'Yamri L'Midi, we don't say anything to him, V'Shafkinenle, we let him say what he has to say because he means it earnestly. Atam Nami Shafkua, you too should leave him alone. So here the Gemara established, Kala Sheneh Yofa, Kogufa Eina Tzricha Bedika. So one pshat that I saw is the Kala is Klal Yisrael. If the Tzadikim, who are the Einei Ho'eda, they are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, are acting appropriately, then all of Klal Yisrael will be fine. Another pshat is the Einei Yofos means the Divrei Yisrael, the Majid Tzur Rebbe says, it means a person who looks favorably on other people. Kala, Sheinei Yofos. If you have a person who looks at other people in a favorable fashion, if that's the way this person lives, that they think and they about other people in a favorable fashion, that's the person that you should take as a kala. A person who cares about other people, which we saw was the case by Rivka. Eliezer chose Rivka as a wife for Yitzchak because he saw that she cared and she offered him to drink. Another pshat, him and his animals want to drink. Another pshat is it's talking about the leadership of Klal Yisrael. If you see that the leadership of Klal Yisrael is such a type that they care about other people, then that's the type of leadership that Klal Yisrael needs. Rebbe Gaza Tanisa, Rebbe established a Tainus V'Leos Mitra, and it still didn't rain. Nochus Kamei Ilfav Amalei Rav Ilfi, so they chose as a Shlich Tziba Ilfo Rav Alfi, Amma Mashav Ruach, he said Mashav Ruach, and immediately Noshav Zika, the wind began to blow, he said Mayur Agashem, and also Mitra, and the rain immediately came down. Amalei Mayuvdach, so they asked him, what do you do that you have the schus that your tefillah is immediately answered? Amalei, Dairina Bekusta Dechika, I live in a city, in a village where there's a lot of poverty. The less bei chamel kedush v'avdalta, and people in this town don't have wine to make kiddush and avdala. Tarechna v'sina chamel kedush v'avdalta. So I go away. I go out of my way to bring people wine for kiddush and avdala. Umafikna leidei chedayson, and I help them all fulfill their obligation. And because I help them fulfill this obligation, that's why I had the schus that I should, my tefillah should be answered. Rav Ikla Hu Asra. Rav came to a certain city, Gaza Tanesa, he decreed a tainus, and still, Loyosim Mitra, the rain did not come. Nachas Kamesh Shlech to Tzibura, so they chose a Shlech Tzibur, Oma Mash Veruach, Nash Vazika, Oma Marit Ageshem, Osim Mitra. Omle Mai Ovdech. So he asked them, what do you do that you were zoicha, that your tefillah should be immediately answered? Amle mikri dardika no. I am a teacher of young children. Makrinal of ne'abni aniyakim ne'asiri. And I treat everybody the same. I treat the children, the poor people, and the old and rich and wealthy people equally. The call to efshli, whoever doesn't have the ability to pay tuition, la shekelim ne'amidi. I don't take any money from him. Visli pay the kavri. Not only that, did he say, I have a pond of fish. The command the pasha, if there's any child who's misbehaving, meshekidlim ne'ai, I bribe him by telling him, if you'll behave and you learn, I'll give you something, I'll give you fish to eat, misadrinale and mfaisinale, and I keep on working with the children until add the curry until the child comes to learn. So the Ben Yoyada explains that since we see that he treated everybody equally, wealthy people, the children of wealthy people and the children of poor people, he treated them all the same. So b'schus that, the rain came down. Because when rain comes down, it comes down equally for wealthy people and not wealthy people. And the Ben Yoyada goes on to explain what he said, I bribed them. Number one, he said that he bribed them. He would offer them fish, which was considered a delicacy, and that would cause them to be interested in learning. And he also would tell them that he used to use the fish as a muscle, how a person should live. He would say that just like the fish live in the sea, the Yama Talmud, and by living in the Yama Talmud, by living in the sea, that's how they are able to survive and thrive. We too, he told these children, if you will learn Torah and you throw yourself into the Yama Talmud, you will be able to thrive and survive. So here we see how important it is that a Rebbe should be concerned about his Talmidim. And actually, we see that when Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayechi gives a bracha to son Yisachar, who we know Yisachar represents the Lomdei Torah, the pasuk says Vayeit Shichma Lizbael Vayehi Lamas Oved. What does it mean Lamas Oved? That Yisachar took it upon himself to try to help his talmidim succeed in learning. Vayehi Lamas Oved. That a person who tries to help his talmidim is the Rebbe you should look for. And not only that, we learn from this Gemara, but the other thing we find from this Gemara is that we're supposed to try to find talmidim, we're supposed to try to find Rebbeim who are interested in seeing whatever the Talmud needs. We have to be able to try to do for our children, for our talmidim, that whatever we'll do that they should be successful. And I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed brings a fantastic story from Rapam Zatzal. He says that a woman once called Rapam, and she says to Rapam, I just had a baby, and I'm very busy with this child, and it's Erev Shabbos. My husband comes home from work late on Erev Shabbos. And the question she asked Rapam is, am I allowed to do some of the preparations for Shabbos on Shabbos already? Because I will not be able to finish all the preparations I need to do for Shabbos on Shabbos, on Friday. So Rapam said, I can't answer your question right now. He says, I'm going to call you back in a couple of minutes after I'm able to look into the question. A couple of minutes later, the bell rings in this woman's home. And who's by the door? Rapam sent his granddaughter and a friend of his granddaughter to come help prepare for Shabbos. Rapam could have answered that, of course, nobody has a right ever to be Michal Shabbos. But that wouldn't have been the way to be able to reach the heart of this woman. The way to be able to reach the heart of this woman is by saying, I feel for you. And even though, of course, I can't tell you that you'll have to prepare on Shabbos, something that involves Chil Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, but I'm going to show you that I care, and that's what he did. Rav Nachman Gozot Tanesop, Rav Nachman decreed a Tainus, Boy Rachmei, and he davened V'Loyosu Mitrin, it still didn't rain. Amal Shaklula Nachman, so he said to the people of the city, take Nachman, Chavutim and Gudal Ara, throw him down from the wall to the ground. Cholish Date, in other words, I have not, the people said, there's no point, you're not such a great person, Rav Nachman, you can't help us. Cholish Date, that caused him to be very sad, and also Mitra, and the rain came. And as I saw, the Ben Yoyada explains, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kavanesechem hayim avdilim beinechem lebein elokechem, our aveiros are a wall between us and Hashem. And he was sending them a message, because of our aveiros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't helping us. Throw us off the wall. Let's not have this separation, this barrier between us and Hashem, and the rain will come. Rabbi Gozot Tanisa, Boy, Rachman, Rabbi made decreed a tainus, and he davened the Loyosu Mitrin, and it still didn't rain. Amalei, for Rabbi Yehuda, so they asked him, Rabbi Yehuda, Kavagoza Tanesa, as soon as he would decree a tainus, Osu Mitrin, rain came immediately. Amalei, my Evid, what could I do? Even Shum Tanuye, if because you'll say that I don't learn as much as he did, Anana Difnamine, we are actually more of Talmid Chachamim than he was. The Mishnei de Rav Yehuda, in the years of Yehuda, called Tanuye B'Nezokinhava. They primarily learned Masech Nezokin. Vanan, Kamasnina Mashita Sidrin. We are experts, we learn all Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Furthermore, we can have a matter of Yehuda Be'Oksin, when Rabbi Yehuda would learn Masech to Oksin. So when we learn Masech to Oksin, and which is part of Taharis, and we speak about different fruits and vegetables, there are two categories to bear intention when we speak about fruits and vegetables. One is something that's called the Shomer of the prairie, like a peel, and one is called the Yad, the handle of the prairie. And a yad, something which is like a handle, a stem. So the Mishnah Masechet Oksin teaches us, Masechet Taharis teaches us, Isha Shekevesis B'Gedera, that if a woman is pickling a vegetable in a pot, Vamalei Zeisim Shekoshim B'Terfeim, or you put olives with their yodas in a place, Tahirim. Because since it's going to dissolve, they're not considered a yad anymore. And when they would learn this mission in the time of Yehuda, Amar, Rav Yehuda would comment, Havayis to Rav Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. I see most difficult questions like the questions of Rav and Shmuel would address. Vanan, Kamasnina Ba'uksa Tleis Masifta, we have 13 yeshivas that are learning Masechta Uksin. And the Mashal explains why he mentioned Masecht Uksin, because he knows that because we know that Masecht Uksin is the last Masecht in Shas. And what he was saying is that we have people that are learning entire Shas. We even have 13 yeshivas that they've reached the last Masecht in Shas. And yet, he says, Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, in the time of Yehuda, Kavishol Chad Masana, if he took off one shoe, Asimitra, it would start to rain. Vanan, Kim Snin Kotsvin Kal Yuma, we could daven all day long, Velekach Deshbichban, and nobody pays attention. V Mishamovda, and if you're saying in the time of Yehuda they were greater in the way they did mitzvahs, Iyaka the Chazamidi, if there's somebody that sees that the mitzvahs in our performance is not the way it's supposed to be, I ask you, Lema, please say so. Avama Yos Gdala Dar, so he said, but what can we do? Shain Dar and Dama Yofa. Our generation is not equivalent to that generation. That generation was able to it was a great, the people were great people, and that's why they were deserving of rain. We're not such people, and that's why we're not deserving the rain. Says the Maharav Yehuda, he saw two people that weren't acting with the proper derech eretz with bread. They were throwing bread one to the other. Amma, so he said, Shmamna ikasav ba'alma. There must be plentiful food in the world if people are disrespecting the bread. Yov enai. So he was upset. And what happens with, says the Gemara, v'hava kafna. And there was immediately rain. There was immediately a hunger. And as the Mashah explains, it's not that he meant that there should be a hunger, but because he recognized that that's the way people are behaving, that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachal to reconsider, and because it caused him to reconsider, he brought a hunger. Amalei Rabbanan of Kahana Bereid Rav Nechunya, Shammai, who was the assistant of Yehuda, Ma'ad Shrichi Gamei, you who are frequently with Rav Yehuda, Ne'ashe the Leifig B'Pesach the Samach L'Shukah, please cause that he should walk out of his house near the marketplace, and he'll see that the situation in the marketplace, the economic situation is not good. Ashe, so he caused him to walk out that way, V'Nafik L'Shukah, and that's how he walked in the marketplace, Chazi Knufya, and he saw people gathered. Amalei my hi, why you gathered here? Amalei Sufa the Damri Kaima the Kamis Dabin. We're waiting here just to be able to buy a small amount of dates. Amalei Shmami Nakaf Mi Alma. He says, the people are so desperate just for a few dates, there must be a hunger. Amalei L'Shamei, he told his assistant, Shloifli Masani, take off my shoe. Because by taking off my shoe, that'll mean that I will be with Tsar, and because I'll be with Tsar, that will cause that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanus. Shalf Leichad Misanei, and they took off one of his shoes, Aser Mitra, and immediately began to rain. Kimata L'mishl V'achrina, when he was about to take off the second shoe, Os Aliyah Navi came, V'amalei Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ishalaf Achrina, if you're going to take off your other shoe, Machrina V'alma, I'm going to destroy the world. Because a person is not supposed to be Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much. Another pshat that I saw is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be upset if Rabbi Yehuda has to take off two shoes. That means it's too much of an exertion on the part of Rabbi Yehuda, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not want to see, that Rabbi Yehuda should have to exert himself, and therefore don't do so. Amar Mary Bered Beshmo, Anak Habimnek Guded Nar Papa. I was standing by the bank of the river of Nar Papa, Chazoyel Malachim Didmi L'Milchi, and I saw Malachim that looked like sailors. The Kamai Sechala, they were bringing sand, Umalenu Larbe, and putting them into a ship, Vavakemcha de Smida, and the sand turned into the best grade of flour. Also Kulama Lemizban. So everybody came to buy that flour. Amalahu, so Yehuda told those people, Mahalai Tisban, don't buy that flour. The Maisa Nisamu. And we're not, as we've learned many times, we're supposed to avoid having Hana from Maisa Nisim. Lamachar, the next day, Aisa Ab the Chita prisoner, they brought regular flour and they had flour. What happened was that at that point, because they had the original flour, which he was avoiding because it was Maisa Nisim, but now they had regular flour. Once they had regular flour, he was able to rely on that. So the Gemara Masechta Gedushin Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says, Kashem is Zaynosav Shel Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. Panasa, a person earning a livelihood, is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. And Rashi explains that just like Kriyas Yamsuf involved a tremendous nes, a person being able to earn a decent panasa requires a nes. But he was saying they were supposed to, we're not supposed to daven for nisim. And here we see that they were davening for nisim. And in general, we're not supposed to have a no from nisim. So I saw the Mepharshim explain that if somebody asks for nes, that it should be in a way that is highly unlikely, that's something that's inappropriate. But if you're asking for nisim
But the Denisim should come in a normal fashion, as was his request here, that the Denis should come in a normal way, that's not considered Maisa Nisim. Says the Gemara, Rava Ikla Hagrona. Rava once came to the city of Hagrona. Gaza Tanese decreed that Tainus Velasa Mitra and the rain did not come. Amlu Bisa Kul Am Batanisa. He said everybody should go to sleep while they're still fasting. He made an announcement, if there anybody who saw a dream, I want you to please repeat it. The following message was given to me in the dream. Shalom Toif, I'm greeting you with Shalom. Laraf Toif, to Rav, who's the Rosh Hashiva. Mribayin Toif, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the God, who's so wonderful. The Metuve Meitiv L'Ameh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses his generosity to support the entire world. Amma Shema Minash Eis Ratzoni. So Rav said, that's a fantastic message. That's a fantastic message. Shas Rotzenhi, by Rachmi. Now's the right time to daven, by Rachmi Vasamitra. So the Chassam explains, why didn't Rava get the dream? Why did only Rabbi Elazar Groiner get the dream? So he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell a person praise about the individual to him directly. He only tells it to him through a messenger. There was an individual that was punished with Malchus in the Bezdin Rava, Mishon the Baal Kutus, because he had relations with a Kutus. God Nagde Rava Vemis. So Rava gave him Malchus and he passed away. Ishtama Milsa Beshva Malka. And the king heard about what happened. Boilet Suri Rabim. And he wanted to punish Rava. You have no right to administer your own judgment. Amlai Ifra Humis Imei the Shma Malka Bra. So Ifra Humis, who was the mother of Shvar Malka, told the son, Lo have lecha esek dvar ba'adei yidui. Don't start up with the Jews. The kol man debayim matrayu yavlu. Whatever they ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they get. Amalei mayhu. So he asked his mother, what do you mean? He said, Boy rachm of asurimitria. So he says, when they ask for rain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he causes it to rain. Amalei hu, mishum dezim demitrahu. Yeah, he says, you know why it happens? Because they ask during the rainy season, and that's why it rains. It's a coincidence. Eluf, Labai Rachmi Idnu. So he says, I challenge that they should ask rain now, B'tkuvas Tamis, which is in the summer, as we keep on repeating, and that's a stroll, it doesn't rain in the summer, V'lai Simitra, and let's see if it rains. Sholchalei L'Rava. So Ifra Humis sent a message to Rava. Kevin Datach Labai Rachmi D'Lai Simitra. Says, please have Kavana daven that it should rain. By Rachmi, he davened v'loya simitra, and it still didn't rain. Amal fan of Rabbanu Shloim Alkim, he quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Alkim, baznenu shemana v'senu sipralanu, paul pa'alta b'meim b'mei kedem. We heard about all the nisim that you did for Klal Yisrael, that you caused it to rain even in the non-rainy season. V'ana b'neinu l'arinu. But we never had the opportunity to see these nisim. Asa mitra, so it started to rain. Ad the shafach marzid the tzpura l'dikris. So much rain fell that the shutters and of all the houses caused all the, had so much rain come out of them that all the fields in the city were flooded. Asa vua, so Rava's father came to him in a dream. Is it appropriate to bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rava's father told him, don't sleep in the regular place where you sleep. So he did as he was told. And the next morning he woke up that he found the place where his bed was normally was full of spears. Which means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends malachim or shadim to punish someone, he identifies a place where they will be found. So that's why he told him they were sent to this specific place, but if you're not going to be in that place, that's how you will be able to be, that's how you'll be able to be saved. Says the Gemara. Rapapa Gaza Tanesa. Rapapa was Gaza Tanesa for Leos Mitra and it still didn't rain. Chol Shlibe. And he was upset. He was weak because he had fast. Shara Pincha de Daisa, he took a spoonful of porridge, or by Rachme, and he davened, V'loya Samitra, and it still did not rain. And the Mefarshim explained, because he ate,
even though he was Goy Zatanis, because the minig was that the Godel Hador would be the Baal Tefila. And he didn't have the strength to do so. He said, if you eat one more spoonful, will it rain? Ichsif. So Rav Papa got embarrassed, v'chol shtate, and he got embarrassed from what he was said to him, and also mitra. And that was exactly his kavana. Rav Nachman's kavana was to get Rav Papa to feel bad. And because he would feel bad, that would cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring rain. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina ben Dois have a cause of Baruch Hu. Rav Chanina ben Dois was traveling on the road, also mitra, and it started to rain. Amal fan Rabban Shloilim, kol ha'olam kula benachas, the entire world is at home, and the rain is coming and it doesn't affect them. And Chanina Batsar, Pasuk Mitra. And as the Mefarshim say, how could have he asked, the Mashah asks, how could have he asked for it to stop raining when the world needs rain? So he explains that this happened in a time when the world really didn't need the rain. And that's why he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please stop the rain. However, says the Gemara, Kimatul Beis, when he got home, everybody's upset that the rain isn't falling. The Chanina benachas, a Chanina who doesn't own any fields, is not upset. Also mitra. Omer Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef made the following comment. Maya hanalates loose the Kohen Gadol. What can the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol be of use? L'gab Rav Chanina ben Doisa. We know the Kohen Gadol, as he walked out of Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippur, davened, but his tefillah doesn't have any power versus the tefillah of Chanina ben Doisa, the Tanan. As we learned in Sechta Yuma, the Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Om Beis, how he mispalled tefillah Ketzar Beis Achitzin. As the Kohen Gadol exited the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would say a quick tefillah, and as we learned, because they didn't want that the people should be concerned that anything Chas V'Shalom happened to the Kohen Gadol when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And says the Gemara, my matzli, what would be that tefillah? Says the Rav and Barada Rav Barada Dami Tavayu Bishmei Rabbi Yehuda. Yrotu Fenach Hashem Al Kenu Shetei Azon Azu Geshuma. It should be rainy v'Shchuna, and it should be hot. Ask the Gemara Shchuna Ma'al Yasehi. Is it proper that we should have a hot year? Ad Rabba Griusuhi. When it's very hot, it's not good. Ella, what he said to him, Kashbech, was Im Shchuna. If you decided to make it a very hot season, take geshuma utlula. At least cause that there should be enough rain that the world should be cooled off from the rain. And he continued, the Kohen Gadol would continue davening, v'alikonis lefanecha tefilas over darchim. He would say that the people who are traveling and davening, that when they're traveling, obviously, that it shouldn't rain, don't listen to them. The leadership should not go away from the family of Yehuda. They shouldn't need to have panosa one from the other, not from another people. He said, so I saw that Ibn Yaakov explains that why didn't he say Holchei Drachim? So Ibn Yaakov says the difference between Oivrei Drachim and Holchei Drachim is Holchei Drachim are people who are on the road in order to daven, in order to do a Dvar Mitzvah. People who are traveling for Dvar Mitzvah, we want that make that their travel should be batzlocha and should be without any hitch. People who are going not for that purpose, their tefillah should not be answered. The Mashah says, what does it mean? So Mashah says, we know that the Pasuk says, we just quoted it in the earlier shir, there's always going to be poor people in Klal Yisrael. He said that what he was davening for, that Chachm Yisrael went into Dovra Melech, and they said, Amch Yisrael Tzrichim Pam Nosa. Klal Yisrael need Panosa. So he said, Ilchu v'sparnasu zumazu. So what he was saying was that even if Klal Yisrael needs Panosa, there should be enough Panosa in Klal Yisrael that one should be able to support the other. We should all be able to help each other, and we should not have to come on to anyone else to have to rely on for support.